Today, Shira Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Dalid Omed Aleph Hilchos Tefillin Simin Chaf Hei, and we begin at the very top with Seif Yud. Yesterday, we spoke about the importance of not talking in between putting on the Shoyad and the Shorosh. Today, the Mechaber writes, Imsoch Letzorech Tefillin, if you did speak or interrupt between putting on the Shoyad and the Shorosh with something related to the Tefillin, Eino chozer umivarech, you would not have to say the bracha of al mitzvah's tefillin according to the Mechaber, who says you only make one bracha on bros if there's no interruption. According to the Ashkenazim, this would imply that you would have to make two brachas normally if there's an interruption, laniach and al mitzvah's tefillin, but you wouldn't have to do this if your interruption was letzorach tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel adds, Vafilu imsoch bein birkas laniach ubein hanochas ha-tefillin shoyad. Even if the interruption was between the bracha and the putting on the shoyad, the same din applies. If it was letzorach ha-tefillin, it's not considered an interruption. Gam kein din ahochi. In Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that this is a din b'dievet. Avol lechatchila, if you'd ask initially what you should do, also la siach, one should not in any way interrupt, even letzorach hatfilin, between the bracha of laniach, ben birkas laniach, ad achar anocha shorosh, until all the way done, the head tefillin, the tefillah shorosh, is tightened into its place. Afilu bedvarim shein letzorach hatfilin, even for something that's necessary for the tefillin. If you don't have a choice, in lohech, oshiyev shobin yinacher, if there's no other choice, then of course you can speak for letzorach hatfilin, but you should try very hard to make sure that you do not. He goes so far as to say, even on Chol HaMoed, she'ein mevarachim, where we don't even make a bracha, maybe there, efshor diyesh l'hakel l'chadchila b'dvarim she'ein l'tzorech ha'tfilin. We spoke already yesterday that one shouldn't speak, even if you're not making a bracha, like for Rabbeinu Tam, or on Chol HaMoed, where you don't make a bracha, you still shouldn't interrupt between the shoyad and the shorosh for anything. But here he says, maybe you could be a little bit meikel if it's l'tzorech ha'tfilin, but certainly l'chadchila, one should not interrupt in any way between the putting on the shoyad and shorosh, even if it's l'tzorech ha'tfilin l'chadchila. The Mechaber then continues with a very common problem. What happens if you hear some sort of davening in between putting on your shoyad and shorosh? Im shoma kaddish or kedusha bein tefila shoyad l'tefila shorosh. If you hear something which you normally would answer to, but it's not the tzorach hatfilin. If you hear a kaddish or a kedusha and you're in between putting on the shoyad and shorosh, should you answer? So he writes, lo yafsik la nosimun. You should not answer amen. You should not answer yesh mei rabba. Nothing is allowed to be interrupting your putting on between putting on the shoyad and the shorosh. Ella, what should you do? Show sake, be quiet, vishomea, listen, umechavi lemash omrim, and have in mind, think what you should be answering, but don't actually answer it. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Lamed Hei says, even if it's for the bracha of tefillin, somebody else is putting on the tefillin, and you hear them say, lohaniach tefillin, afil lanos amin al bracha zu gufa. Nevertheless, you shouldn't answer. Kigon lanos amin al birkas tefillin shemvarach acher, also. If you hear somebody else standing next to you in shul, putting on the tefillin, you hear him say, lohaniach tefillin, don't answer amin if you're between the shoyad and the shorosh. Unless, unless you're intending to be yotze, you, for whatever reason, aren't able to say or don't know the bracha, and somebody's teaching you how to put on tefillin, and he makes the bracha, then you're being yotze with his bracha, so then you can answer amen. That's not called the hefsek. That's called shomea ka'on, essentially. That's essentially the mitzvah of making the bracha. The halacha Berurah does point out that if you did answer to somebody else's lohaniach tefillin amen when you weren't intending to be yotze, well, you shouldn't have done that, it's not considered a hefsek, and you wouldn't have to make a new bracha of al mitzvah's tefillin according to the Sfardim, or lohaniach and al mitzvah's tefillin according to Ashkenazim. In Siv Katan Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you did answer in Pasach, you interrupted between the Shoyad and the Shorosh, and you said Yemein Yehesh Mei Rabba, or you answered Kedusha, or Baruchu, or any amen for any other bracha, chozer mevarach, that is considered an interruption, and you have to go make a new bracha, again, according to the Mechaber, al mitzvah's tefillin, and according to the Ashkenazim, to the Ramah, you'd make lohaniach and al mitzvah's tefillin on the shel rosh. He says to look in the Bir Halacha, where the Mishnah Berurah there writes in the Bir Halacha, Ayin b'chai odom shekosav b'pshitus dildidon sorach levarach shtayim al shorosh v'mechaber lo yivarach kim al mitzvos. As I just said, I got it from the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, on Chol HaMoed, or somebody putting on tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, which as we mentioned, we put on without a bracha, both on Chol HaMoed, people who put on tefillin don't make a bracha, and for Rabbeinu Tam, the minhag is not to make a bracha as well. So he says, Yesh lehakel here as well. Lahafsik lanias amin yehesh mei rabba ukdushu baruch of yomein. One here might have the possibility, one can be mekel to answer those things. He says, Ach, acharkach yoziz hashelyad mimekomo kodim shoniach hasharosh. If you did interrupt, then before you put on the sharosh, adjust the shoyad a little bit so it looks this way, as if there still is a direct connection between the shoyad and the sharosh. Kidei sheyeh havoya achas l'shneim. So they both put on essentially in the same unity, in the same period of time, without any interruption.
L'chatchilu, we said, if you do hear a bracha, you shouldn't have in mind, especially if it's the day that you are making the brachas yourself, between L'haniach tefillin and the putting on of the tefillah shorosh, we said, shosek v'shomea. The mechaber said, listen and have in mind to be yotze with your listening. Tashtiko kaniya, because by being silent and thinking about it, that's also acceptable. This is halach as well during the Shmon Esrei. If you haven't yet finished your Shmon Esrei and the chazan has started chazaros hashatz and is up to Kedusha, depending on where you are on the Shmon Esrei, we have this idea as well of shosek v'shomea. It's considered acceptable in terms of answering, but not considered a hefsek because you haven't really answered. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Lord says, you do fulfill your obligation of answering. However, but it doesn't count as an interruption. Sif Yud Aleph. Mechaber writes, Achar shekoshar shoyad al hazroa. After you put the shoyad on your hand, now it seems to imply over here on the biceps, yoniach shorosh kodem shiichroch. You should then immediately put on the shorosh without any interruption whatsoever. As he says, kodem sheyichro haritzua siv slaviv hazroa. Before you, we do the other krichos, the other windings of the shoyad around the arm. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Lamed Ches writes, Hatam, the reason for this is, kiven shebirkas lohaniach chozeres gam al shorosh. The reason is that the bracha lohaniach is not only a bracha on the shoyad, it is also a bracha on the shorosh. And in fact, Svardim don't make a separate bracha on the shorosh, as we explained already previously in Sif Kut Lamed Aleph. V'kol shekein lamechaber le'el b'sif hey, who says, the sirule de'enam mevarach elo achas, Ashkenazim make a separate bracha, but the lohaniach still goes on the shorosh, and certainly by Svardim, where they only make one bracha, it certainly goes on the shorosh. Therefore, al kein yema'et ha'hefsek b'chol mashiucha, have as minimal an interruption, be as quick as possible, put the shorosh on after the shoyad has been placed on the arm. V'hakricho seviv hazroa enom ikar din, and the wrappings around of the ritzua, around the arm, aren't an essential part of the din. And in fact, in Dirshu note 46, he points out, if somebody has some sort of an injury on his arm and he can't do the wrappings at all, that's okay. Mutav shiyakif es hazroa below hakricho, so put on the shoyad without making any of the windings. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Al kein tov la'acher oso ad sheniach shorosh. Therefore, put the windings on your arm on after you put on the shorosh. However, he then brings down from the Mekubalim, from the Sefer Kavanos Ari, the Ari writes, Kosov Shohoya Noeg Lichro Hashiva Kricho Siviv Zroa Techila. The Ari and many other Mekubalim would wind the seven wrappings around the arm prior to putting on the Shorosh. But not the windings, the three windings that we put on the fingers of the hand. That he wouldn't do. Mipnei shu sover kivon de lechatchilo gam makricho shu mitzvah lefikoch ein zehefsek. Because he says the windings on the arm are an essential part of the mitzvah, so it's not an interruption. That's part of the mitzvah of ukshartun liyosa yodecha. V'chein haminog b'chol makum. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this is in fact the custom in all places, bringing down the Prima Gadum. As well, the Halacha Berurah says this is the proper custom for both Ashkenazim and Svaradim. He brings down the Mishnah Berurah, that is, says, B'tshuvas Mishkinus Yaakov, Daito Gam Kein Kiminogenu, Lichroch Kodem, Al Hazro L'chizuk. He says another good reason for this, besides the Mekubalim reason, is that it practically ensures that the Shoyad is strengthened and tied around the hand, the Belav Hachi, without the Krichos, without the windings, Lo Miskayim, it won't stay in its place. Ve'enu Nikwak Shira, you're not really Shartim Le'osa Yadecha if you don't have the additional windings. The Piskei Tshuvas even goes further to say that one can then wrap the remainder of the Ritzua around your arm in order that it should remain tight in place, because if you leave it hanging loose and then you put on the Shalrosh, the Shalyad will possibly loosen. So that's also considered part of the essential Shiro, Shartim, in order to fulfill the Mitzvah properly. I saw brought down another reason in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman that you have to be concerned as well that the remaining ritzua, if it wasn't wrapped around the hand, might fall to the floor if it's very long, and therefore that's a problem as well. The ritzua should never touch the floor, so that's another reason to allow the winding around the arm. In any event, there are some other customs that are different than this, but this is the simple psak for those that only wrap it three times around the arm and then put on the shorosh and then go back and do the other seven windings is another custom. But as I said, the minhag seems to be amongst most people is that they wrap the seven wrappings around the arm, finish wrapping the rest of the ritzu in some way that will maintain the shoyad tightly placed on the arm, and then immediately put on the shorosh. The Mechaber then continues and says, "V'yesh mi she'omer." There is an opinion that says, "She'asal lahotzi tefillah shorosh mehatik." One shouldn't take out the tefillah shorosh from its bag, from the tefillin zekel, ad shetehei tefillah shoyad munachas, until the shoyad is properly placed on the hand in the way that we just described. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lametes writes, this is true. Hainu afilu im yirtzel hotzi ashal rosh v'ashal yad shtem b'shavim in a tik. Even if you want to take the both out at the beginning, you figure you'll save yourself. We just learned how important it is to put the shal rosh on immediately after the shal yad. So you figure, let me take it out of the tik and have it ready on the table in front of me. That's not correct. Because even though the bazeh ain't mavir ala mitzvos, it's not called a mavir ala mitzvos, afilu hochi yesh li zar, it's still not proper to do this. Why? He brings down Kiyesh Bazeh Tam al Pi HaKabbalah. There is some Kabbalistic reasoning, some mystical reasoning, which he doesn't explain, but is brought down in the Beis Yosef. And therefore we leave the Shel Rosh in the tick until we're ready to take it out. And he says, certainly, V'chol Shekein, L'aniach HaShel Yad Miyodo, U'lesasek Bo'otzos HaShel Rosh, to stop dealing with the Shel Yad, and then to deal with the Shel Rosh before you're done with the Shel Yad, Medina Osir, that would actually be Osir. If you're in the middle of putting on the wrappings around your arm and you start to take out the Shel Rosh, that certainly is improper. And you only take out the Shel Rosh once the Shel Yad is all in its place, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Mem, wrote Salomar, Shetiem Hudekis Yofa al Azroa. The Shoyat should be well tightened on your hand with all the wrappings as we described, and only then, the Oz Mutter Afilu Kodim Shosa Shiva Krichos, if you want to, if you have it well tightened on your arm, even if you haven't finished the seven Krichos, then you'd be allowed to go take out the Shel Rosh already. Vim Acher Yocho Lotzi Osakin Shel Rosh Boshe Chaver Minir Shoyat HaPrima Godim Achmer. What about if you do a two man job? You have somebody else prepared for you, so you hire somebody to go do this, so you'll have the minimal amount of waste of time in between the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. So he says, actually, that's not a good thing to do. The Prima Godim is Machmir, the Arzor Sechaim is Mekel, and that's a separate machlokas, but ideally, you should make sure that the Tefillah Shel Yad is tightly wrapped on the arm, and only then, at that point, are you allowed to take out the Tefillah Shel Rosh. The Ramah adds, and he says, Hagah, the Av im Shneim Lefon of Chutz LaTik, even if you have both the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh somehow out of the Tik, Lo yisakin liftoach haTfila Sharosh ad achar hanocha shoyad. Don't play or deal with the Tfila Sharosh until the Tfila Shoyad is tightly around your arm. Then he adds, the Ramah, Yesh mi shekosav laniach shoyad miyushav the Sharosh meumad. He says, there is an opinion that says that you put on the shoyad while you're sitting down, and you put on the Sharosh while you're standing up. Now, in fact, this is the minog, as brought down the Halacha Berurah of Sfardim and from the Eidos HaMizrach, that this is, in fact, what they do. However, the Ramah says, but amongst the Ashkenazim, this custom, which was brought down by the Ramah and is the practice of the Sfaradim and the Eidos HaMizrach, he says it's not the custom of Ashkenazim. Elu, what do we do? Shteyan Me'umad. We put both the Shoyad and the Sharosh on while we are standing up. In Sivkot and Menalev, the Mishnah Berurah explains that you're not supposed to even play with the Shel Rosh before you take care of the Shel Yad. Rotzolom afilu in be'ez tikkun Shel Rosh, while you're adjusting the Shel Rosh inside the tick to take it out. Lo yaniach Shel Yad, even if you're going to still hold on to the Shel Yad, so it doesn't look like you're passing over the mitzvah Shel Yad, even though it's still biyado, afilu hochi, he says, kishemeniach achakach Shel Rosh, laniach Shel Yad, hevi kemavir al hamitzos. You would be as if you were passing over the mitzvah, putting on the Shel Yad first, if you started adjusting or playing with the Shel Rosh inside the tick, and therefore don't do that. In Sivkotin Membeis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ayin in the Morgan Avram, Shirot Salachria, Danocha Shoyad, Tia Miyushov, Vabrocha Tia Biamidot. The Morgan Avram wants to distinguish between when you place the tefillin on the Shoyad and when you make the Brocha. So you place the tefillin while you're sitting down and you stand up and make the Brocha. However, El Yoraba, in the name of the Marshal, brings down the Milonu Godom Rabbeinu Shimshon Mikinon. He brings down the great of Shimshon Mikinon, who says, Acha Shalomad Kabbalah, after he learned all the Kabbalistic reasonings behind this, Mispalo Ketinok Ben Yomo, prayed like a brand new day old baby, because the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Mishalo Yocho Lahasik Soda Al Nochon Yovo Lakatsis Mentios, because if you can't have all the right deep Kabbalistic meanings and you only have some incorrect or incomplete meanings, that's actually worse than having just a plain, simple Tinok Ben Yomo type of a meaning. And he concluded that you should make both the putting on of the Tefillah Shel Yad and the Bracha while you are standing up. In Dirshu Note 48, he brings down the same thing should be when you're taking off the Tefillin as well. If you put it on standing up, you take it off standing up. The Mishnah Berurah continues by bringing the Bir Hagra, who's Hochiach, who proves the Gam Lefi HaZohar, Mutol Laniach Tefillah Shel Yad Ba'amida. He says, even according to the Kabbalists, it's permissible to go and put on the Tefillah Shel Yad Ba'amida. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Akein in Lozuz Be'aminog, once you follow the Minog, which is for Ashkenazim, to put the Tefillin on head and hand standing up. In Dirshu Note 48, he continues and writes that Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even if you took off the tefillin for a moment and you don't have to make a new bracha when you put them back on, you should still put the tefillin on when you're standing up. As opposed to a talis, he says, which you technically, if you just took it off and put it back on for whatever the reason, you would be allowed to go put it on while you're sitting down. In Dirshu No. 49, he brings down if somebody's minug was to put on the tefillah shoyad be yeshiva, and now he's in a place where the entire group, the congregation there, is putting it on standing up. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes, Yochol laniach b'mida. He could also put it on standing up, so he shouldn't be mishuna, he shouldn't stand out from everybody else. Ach, v'miyadua, shiyom, shiyesh, hanogim, laniach b'shiva. But if there are other, let's say, svardim there that are putting it on sitting down, and it won't look strange, so then ayishanim minagavos, so he shouldn't change around the minag from his fathers. So a svaradi person who's davening in an Ashkenazi shul, if he's the only one there, and they've never seen anybody putting on their tefillin shoyad while they're sitting down, maybe they should stand up so as not to look strange. But if there are other svardim there, or the people know that this is a svardi minag, absolutely nothing wrong, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, to put it on while he's sitting down. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes by bringing down a very important Knesset Agdola who gives a klal in terms of psak halacha. He says, "Kol davar shebali akabala v'azora cholkim amagmar v'aposkim." When you have a machlokas between the Kabbalists, the Zohar, and the Bali akabala versus the Gemara or poskim, the halach is holech achar gemar v'aposkim. We follow the Torah shebenigla and not the Torah shenistar. However, in Balei HaKabbalah Machmirim, where we find the Balei HaKabbalah are more Machmir, he says, Yesh la'achmir gam kein, one can be Machmir like them. V'im lo huskar b'gemar b'poskim, if something is not found in the Torah Hanigla, in the Gemara in the Poskim, afal pishiniskar b'Kabbalah, and it is mentioned in the Kabbalah, en anu yecholim lochov linho koch. We don't force people to follow the Torah Hanistar if the Torah Hanigla doesn't have any opinion on it. However, v'din she'en muskar b'hifuch b'shasu poskim, but if there is no mention at all of this halacha in shasu poskim, yesh l'lechachar d'ri HaKabbalah, then we should follow what the Kabbalah, what the Zohar, what the poskim of the Mekubalim say. V'gam makom she'esh pluk soben ha'psok poskim, and even if there's an argument, divrei Kabbalah yachriya, when we don't know what to do, and the Kabbalah seems to be machriya, like one point in the Gemara, or like another point in the Gemara, then we should follow that as well. In Dirshu No. 50, he points out, what do we define as divrei Kabbalah? So the Stechemid writes, Lo rak divrei HaZohar, elagam divrei HaAriza, nikram divrei Kabbalah. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees, and Igros Moshe writes, the Zohar and the other tikkunim of the Tanoim, that's called divrei Kabbalah. However, the Arig, as great as he was, that's not called divrei Kabbalah. Ve'in onu yecholim lomar, mi godo mi mi, we can't say who's greater than who, and therefore, l'chein ein dvarav machrim yosef mi divrei shara b'senu. And we don't take into account the Arizal more than we do other great poskim. That concludes today's shir.